The Stranger by Harlan Coben. Read by Eric Myers.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
O my soul, be prepared for the coming of the stranger. Be prepared for him who knows how to ask questions. There is one who remembers the way to your door. Life you may evade, but death you shall not. T.S. Eliot. Chapter 1. The stranger didn't shatter Adam's world all at once. That was what Adam Price would tell himself later, but that was a lie. Adam somehow knew right away, right from the very first sentence, that the life he had known as a content suburban married father of two was forever gone. It was a simple sentence on the face of it, but there was something in the tone, something knowing and even caring, that let Adam know that nothing would ever be the same.
"You didn't have to stay with her," the stranger said.
They were in the American Legion Hall in Cedarfield, New Jersey. Cedarfield was a town loaded up with wealthy hedge fund managers and bankers and other financial masters of the universe types. They liked to drink beer in the American Legion Hall because it was comfortable slumming, a way to pretend that they were salt-of-the-earth good old boys, like something in a Dodge Ram commercial, when they were anything but.